Good morning, I'm Dom Zaki for Hollywood Bets. Well, it's Work Riders Day at the Big T, and we're going to see some of the best work riders in action. We are on the inside track at the Big T, and we do have an 8-race program, and the first race does kick off at 1 p.m. Well, yesterday we hit the jackpot again, 576 Rand perm, and we collect 2,552 Rand. Almost five times your outlay. Let's see if we can go three in a row with the jackpots. Let's do some market movers on today's card. In race one, number 7, Magic Choice, from even money into 8.5 to 10. In race two, number 9, It's Raining Men, from 4 to 1 into 3 to 1. In race three, number 4, Understated, from 7 to 1 into 5 to 1. In race 7, number 4, Space Oddity, from 10 to 1 into 8 to 1. And those betting moves were offered by Hollywood Bets. Our best bet of the day does come up in race 1, number 7, Magic Choice, from the Sean Terry stable, ridden by Joe Guenguiza. From a neat draw of 2, only carrying 57.5. She is a filly running against the colts, which doesn't concern me. She gets a 2.5 kilo allowance. If you go back to Magic Choice's form lines, they are not too bad. She ran a good second 3 runs back to Flash Rock, flying up on that occasion and only getting beat 0.5 length. Her penultimate start, she ran a good third, running on nicely behind Dalgetty Bay. On that occasion, there hasn't been a winner from that particular form line, but the time was quite good. 56.19 they clocked in that particular race. A last start, she stepped up to a 1,200 and a change of tactics. This time she went to the front and got nabbed late, 3 lengths behind Miss Costa Rica. Back to the 1,000, I think Magic Choice in this type of race is going to be a huge player. If you look at the rest of the field, it is a very shallow field, and Magic Choice for me does hold the strongest form. I think she's a good thing, and for me, the best bet of the day. Race 1, number 7, Magic Choice, around about 8.5 to 10. Our second best bet of the day, well, I should say our value bet for the day, comes up in race 6, number 2, Rainy Season, around about 5 to 2, Rainy Season, and this colt's improving with each and every run. If you go back to his first run over the 1160, obviously way too short for him. Just had a pop opener and did run a dismal race 21 lengths behind. But when stepping up to the 1600, coming back from a rest, ran a vast improved run, 4.5 lengths behind Infinite Wonder. And then his second run after a rest over the 1700 made more improvement to run a good third, 4.5 lengths behind Irish Rain. I think this colt's on the up, and again over the mile, drawn 4, having his third run off to the rest with Sam Mosia, I do make him my value bet of the day. I think there's going to be more improvement from Rainy Season, and he is going to be a big player in this particular race. If we take the double, the win-win double, Magic Choice onto Rainy Season, it does work out to 11-2, a nice double to get involved with Hollywood Bets. Our jackpot for the day, closing time is 14:45, and let's hope we can make it 3 in a row. We've been lucky with the jackpot, so we'll continue taking them until we get beaten. First leg, 1, 2, 4 and 5. In the second leg, 1, 2, 3 and 4. In the third leg, 1, 2, 3, 7 and 8. And in the final leg, we're going 1, 2, 3 and 5. A 320 Rand jackpot perm. Let's hope we're in luck again with the jackpots. Well, it's going to be an interesting day's racing out at the Big T. The work riders are all gunning for that 20,000 Rand first prize. But for me, Joe Guenguiza has it all sewn up. He's on 64 points, 27 points ahead of the second place rider. But let's see what happens. For me, from me, Dom Zaki, for Hollywood Bets, have a super day's racing at the Big T.